Ciarán Davran established SBG Tullamore 10 years ago after being laid off from his job. The gym continues to produce winning athletes in the areas of mixed martial arts. Ciarán is a highly accomplished coach and his skills have been recognised globally. I interrupted an intense training session yesterday evening to talk to Ciarán about turning a hobby into a successful business. I also met young fighters Ronan Deegan and Jordan Scully, who will fight competitors from across the world in an event in Venice later this month. Both men raised the bar in terms of discipline and dedication. To begin, though, I asked Ciarán how he first got involved in martial arts.
It wasn't by choice. I was put into martial arts at 7 years of age. My parents moved to London for work in the early 90s, late 80s. And there was a karate gym right next to our house, or next to the place where we lived. And about a 5 minute walk down the road, there was a boxing gym. So I was living in between a boxing gym and a karate gym. And I suppose my first experience was, 7 years of age, boxing and karate. And came back to Ireland and had a little bit of a break for a while, pursued, like say, GA and soccer and everything else, and then eventually got back into it in my later teens and started to make a bit of a career out of it in my early 20s.
So 10 years ago you opened SBG Tullamore. What kind of propelled you to do that? Like, it's a big move going from something that's a hobby to actually looking at creating a sustainable business out of it.
Yeah, so when I first left school, I served my trade as a brickie, did my apprenticeship and that, and then just the way things worked out was 2008, and then the crash happened. And I was doing MMA and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and, you know, kickboxing and everything else that goes with it at the time. And I fell in love with it. And my family were always into fitness and everything else. But when the recession came, it was an opportunity for me to have like a clean slate. And we got let go from work and everything else. And there wasn't any work for obviously block layers and that at the time in 2008, 2009 onwards. And we were on the dole, and I approached the enterprise board and went on the back to work scheme and opened up the gym on like €1,000 or €1,500, and the rest is history, as they say.
They must have believed in you though, because many people could say, I'm going to set up a gym. So what was it like? What was your original vision back then?
Honestly, it was like when I was doing a little bit of part time coaching in a different gym. I was in Athlone, and the motivation in the beginning was I wanted to train full time. I was training up in SBG Dublin, which is the gym that Conor McGregor came from. So I was there before he made it to the UFC and that. So that was the start of it. I wanted to pursue, say, fighting and full time and competition full time. And when I opened up the gym, my goal was just to basically pay for my fuel up and down to Dublin, pay for my rent and a little bit of food, and that was it. And I was happy, to, you know, training every day and trying to pursue the dream of being a professional fighter. And then it just took like a snowball effect. It was like a couple of little classes in the beginning, and then it just built from there. And then now we are where we are. Big kids program, fitness program, and obviously kickboxing and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and mixed martial arts and everything else that goes on here. But yeah, it just built naturally and organically.
Take us through a typical week here at the gym. What type of classes have you on, and maybe what type of people actually come here?
Yeah, so we've people from all walks of life, from all ages. So I know it gets, we'd have like say kids from like 4 years of age up to adults in their 60s onwards, you know what I mean? We have, in between that, we have, you know, kids and maybe some teenagers that are here just to learn how to maybe protect themselves, you know, like, so we have an a bully-proof program. So some of the kids do that. Some of the kids do martial arts for fitness and everything else, and the same for adults, you know, the social aspect, you know, looking to maybe defend themselves, just getting out of the house, the fitness side of it, the mindset side of it. We have professional athletes here as well, so we have specific sessions for our professional fighters. So we have some fighters fighting on the biggest stages in the world, like the likes of Bellator and that. And we've had lads that have fought in the UFC, and we have our amateur team where we've three young lads from Tullamore, Jordan Scully, Andrew Barrett, and Ronan Deegan, that are fighting in the European Championships in 2 weeks' time in Venice against some of the best amateurs in the world. So we have like people that are in on the fitness side. That's the martial arts side of the gym, the fitness side. We have people that are competitors. We have people that want to lose weight. We have people that want to, you know, tone up. We have people that, again, the social aspect, the community and everything else. So people from all walks of life with different goals and everything else. So you can probably feel the atmosphere when you come in. It's a you know, it's a nice environment to be in and to work every day.
You can feel it. You can get that buzz. You can also smell it, if dare I say, as well. It's a busy spot, and you can see the passion people have for it too. From your own perspective, though, it's not just about running a business. There's a huge element of training goes in to get to the level that you're at as well. Take us through some of the training you've done and your own standing in terms of martial arts.
Yeah, so basically I train every day, so I still compete at professional level in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, so grappling. I used to fight professionally in MMA, and then age kind of decided otherwise. And to be honest with you, we have a lot of young lads coming through, and I naturally gravitated more towards coaching, just the way things happened, and I was kind of the one that kind of put training camps together for the lads that were fighting and everything else. So I ended up doing a lot more coaching and competing in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. But for me, we train, say ourselves, we train Monday to Saturday, so I train, say, 6 days a week. I'm in the gym every morning for 8 o'clock, half eight. I do my own training session. I train then the fight team at 9 o'clock in the morning, have a little break, and then I teach the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class at 11. Home then, do a bit of study for college, or a bit of studying, like, say, maybe the lads' opponents, so the competition team, the lads have fights and everything else, we might study their opponents and everything else. And then back in the gym, train again, teach a couple of classes, and that's basically like Monday to Saturday. So it's all in, it's full time. But on average, say that the competitors that train here train 2 to 3 times a day, say that the ones that are serious, the professional ones and the high level ones. And then the hobbyists and that, and people just want to come for fitness classes, maybe 2 to 4 times a week. You know, so again, it's not everyone's a professional athlete, not everyone wants to compete. The 99% of the people here just want to train martial arts or fitness, you know. It's a busy schedule with obviously coaching classes and then trying to keep on top of your own training as well.
Looking around the profile of people that are here, both, you know, doing the martial arts classes and indeed across in the gym too, there's really, I'd say, there's no age too late to start.
Yeah, no age. There's no age too late to start. Like I said, there's if you look out on the mat there where we train, there's girls, there's lads, there's younger teenagers on the mat, there's older adults, men and women, all ages, all fitness level. You often hear about when people want to get into martial arts, the hardest thing is getting started and walking through the door. And it was the same for me when I started. But I suppose, like, you know, when you come in, then you realise that it's not as bad as what you build it up in your head. Same as anything, you know, when you try something new for the first time, it's going to be a little bit daunting and everything else. But I feel that, you know, it's a good environment to be in. It's a positive environment for kids and everything else, you know, teenagers, and taking kids off the street and trying to give them a little bit of guidance and push them in the direction to maybe pursue a career or a life in sports or wherever else, you know. So it's for us, it's more than just coaching. Like I say, obviously what we do is run a martial arts and fitness gym, but there's a lot more that people don't see, you know.
Is that something that's maybe coming to the fore, or do you notice that particularly as it's almost like we've left COVID behind? It's not quite gone, but we've left it behind. Do you notice have people gone in themselves a little bit?
Yeah, 100%. I just, from my own experience, I feel that you know, COVID has definitely impacted us, I feel, in certain ways. You know, some people are like a little bit more socially awkward, or like you said, a little bit more in their own head, and I think that we're kind of just starting to see the effects of it now. So for us, if we can give like a place that's positive, and then obviously with the training and everything else, you have, like, say, you know, the physical benefits, so like the endorphins and everything you get from post-training endorphins and making you feel happier, and that kind of like that training high or training buzz. And then just the social aspect, just interacting with people again, and like, we have young lads and lads and girls, all different ages, and that they come here and they meet their friends here, you know, so they have the crack with their friends and everything else, and then they do a bit of training, and then they just hang around there, chill out on the couch, watch the telly, watch a few fights, and, you know, eat a little bit of food or drink a drink and just chat. And, you know, and a lot of people, there's some cool stories here, like people have there's couples that have met here and everything else, you know what I mean? You've, like, people are engaged that met the first time in the gym and everything else, and there's people that have proposed to people in the gym. So it's been a great 10 years. It hasn't been easy from the start, you know, like I said, opened it up on the back to work scheme, and then it built into what it is.
Thanks to Ciarán and his team at SBG Tullamore, they continue to turn out world class athletes, including two young guys from Tullamore, Ronan Deegan, who is an MMA fighter and a Premier FC featherweight champion, and Jordan Scully, who's also an MMA fighter, an Irish junior welterweight champion, and an IMMAF world silver medalist. I began by asking Ronan how he got interested in MMA to begin with.
Any other young lad, I kind of came across MMA through McGregor, to be honest. But since then, I had a friend who trained martial arts, and he actually introduced me to the gym. And ever since I was around 17, I started training in the gym, and I was in and out of the gym consistently over the space of like 2 years. And then once I finished my leaving cert, I really upped my training, and ever since then it's just taken off. I had my first fight there in 2019 in kickboxing, and over the past 9 months there, I started competing in MMA, and I've clocked up 8 fights over the space of 9 months. So I've been fairly active, and not doing too bad at 7-1.
I'm sure everyone listening knows what MMA is, mixed martial arts. It's not for the faint-hearted. So what kind of convinced you like to get into the ring and actually fight?
Well, I come from a big family, so I have 6 brothers and 2 sisters, so enough fights at home with the brothers. I was like, I might as well give it a go in a gym. I've always been interested. One of my brothers did boxing growing up, and I've always had an interest in martial arts, especially in combat martial arts, and just I always wanted to give it a go. It was something like I had huge interest in, and then just with the training, as soon as I started training, I realised how much I loved it. And then after I had my first fight, I was truly hooked. So I knew it was something I'd have to give a go.
It's obviously not something you can just decide to pick up and step into a ring or an octagon straight away. Talk us through some of the level of prep and the training and the intense training that you've undergone to prepare yourself to be an MMA fighter.
Oh yeah, no, like absolutely. Like, I mean, as time went on, I train harder and harder, and I commit more and more to the sport. I don't think people realise how much of a commitment there is. Like, I have friends who play soccer and GA and that, and when they see the level of commitment that comes into fighting, because I think the thing about fighting is you can't really like half-ass it. It's like you have to wholeheartedly give it all yourself. And like, I mean, I've completely changed my life around just training for fights. And like, when I, for example, for this, I'm coming up preparing for the Europeans, and for this I've completely like locked in the past 2 or 3 months. I'm in the gym, so I think I calculated before, it was like, I think I like spend 26 hours or more a week in the gym, and I'm in from Monday to Saturday from about 8:30 warming up, and then I go and I do about at least 2 to 3 sessions a day. So it's, to be honest, it's my life, you know what I mean? And like you said, it's not for the faint hearted. You're either all in or you're all out.
How do you prepare for the mental side of it, and you know, who's your primary motivator, or what's your motivation for it?
I surround myself with like very motivated people, and just like my coach Kieran Davern, my other coach Shane Smith, and just all the people I surround myself in SBG Tom Ward, they help drive me forward. But I love competition, and I think people, when they think about fighting, they think about two lads who are very violent and very angry thumping the heads off each other. But the reality is, like, fighting is a lot more sophisticated, and I think fighters are a lot smarter than people imagine, and they also think they're like kind of like brutes, and like that's kind of where like some people see, like, you know, I'm like not a very heavyweight fighter, I'm at the lower end of the weight classes, so people see me, they're surprised. And like, I remember I worked with a girl in the shop before, and when she found out I did MMA, she was like you, she don't have any tattoos. And I was just it's just something I've had to deal with when I come up. But to be honest, whenever I'm in the ring, I show that I'm made for it. So
what's your main discipline when it comes to martial arts?
My main discipline would most likely be grappling, which would be a mixture of wrestling and jiu-jitsu. It's nearly how I've won most all of my fights, and I tend to take my opponents down and like control them on the ground, and if I don't submit them, which is pretty much making them tap out due to a choke or an extension of a limb, then it's I ground and pound them. So pretty much just hitting them as hard as I can.
Now the fella sitting beside him is looking at him kind of nodding in disapproval. He said, no way. Jordan, you're another very experienced fighter despite very young years. Where did your interest for MMA first begin?
Basically, how I got into the sport was I was 13 years old. I was getting bullied a lot as a kid, had no confidence growing up, just head down as always. But the main objective for me getting into it was getting bullied. And I remember the first day I ever stepped into the gym, before I stepped in, I'll never forget how nervous I was, like, just before stepping in. But ever since I've made that decision to start martial arts, it's pretty much just become my life in a sense. And like, to be honest, I'm kind of thankful for like getting bullied over the years, because like, if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't be like the man I am today. So I have martial arts, Kieran Davern, Shane Smith, and Ronan Deegan obviously to thank because of that.
Take us to this event that's happening in Venice there too. It's a huge one. It's very significant for the gym here in Tullamore, and it's great to have that Irish representation over there. What's it going to be like going?
Absolutely. Like, I mean, like Jordan was saying, it's a huge opportunity. And like Jordan's competed before. It's my first time heading over, along with my teammate Andrew Barrett. But this is going to be like at the world stage, all of the European countries at the top level of each country going in and competing. And with that, We're going to be competing between four or five fights, all going well, over the space of 4 or 5 days, and it takes a high toll on your body, but it's the closest thing to the Olympics, because MMA is a relatively new sport, so it's not in the Olympics yet, but they're trying to get recognised in the Olympics. But what this is all nations from around the world coming together, and pretty much a gold medal in this would be the equivalent of a gold medal in the Olympics, really, for MMA, because
it's like they're pretty much the MMA Olympics if you think
MMA
about it.
Olympics, really, and it's just like you've seen the top.
It's the closest thing mixed martial arts can be to the Olympics
at the minute, and hopefully in future years it does get inducted into the Olympics, but right now it's the closest thing we have, and I think like Jordan agrees with me, like bringing home a gold medal at the Europeans would be
it'd
be such a dream. Like,
and of course, to do all that, it takes a bit of time, it takes a bit of effort, it takes a lot of training, it takes a bit of money too as well. You have a bit of a fundraising campaign going at a minute. How are you getting on with that?
Good. Jordan's took up a full-time car valet service. I took up the bacon, so I did for cake sales and stuff like that. All in all, our total fund is 7,000, and we've currently managed to raise 5,000, so we're just about under 2,000 to raise. So it still is a challenge, and we're still working flat out. Along with training full time, we've been trying to squeeze in ways of getting funds raised so that we can fly over. Because, like I said, MMA isn't recognised as a sport in Ireland. There's no funding whatsoever from the government, so we've had to raise all the money ourselves. Now, Jordan's got very good at hoovering cars. I've given him a hand with a few, and he's seen how he's masked. So yes.
If anyone would like to contribute towards that, how can they do that?
So we have a GoFundMe. It can be found on the SPG Instagram and Facebook websites, in the link in the bio. If you click into that, there's a link to the GoFundMe for the three of us. It will be much appreciated. So it will be.
Lads, bring it home. Jordan and Ronan, thanks so much for that.
Thank you.
For a final word, I go back to owner Ciarán Davran, because like any of the great businesses out there, it's never just about one person.
I definitely wouldn't be able to do this all on my own. We've an excellent team. All the people, all the coaches here that coach compete at a high level or have competed at a high level in the discipline that they're teaching. So whether that be kickboxing or be CrossFit or some type of fitness class or Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu or MMA, the team are brilliant. Like say, from my brother Michael, that's the head coach and runs the fitness classes, I wouldn't be able to do without him. My wife works here, my family trains here, the kids coaches, and Marie, you've met Marie, she's brilliant with the kids, and then we've loads of assistant kids coaches. We've like Ronan Deegan that's competing in the IMAS, Jordan Scully, Andrew Barrett, Shane Smith. We just have a great team, and we're big on with the team, we're big on culture and like trying to build that, trying to build a positive environment and just a good environment for people to work and for people to come into every day.
I did an interview with a guy last week, and he was he's a world famous factory fixer, and he spoke a lot to the discipline that he learned in the army at the very start of his career as being absolutely crucial to his future career. Are you kind of doing something similar here? Because we spoke to Ronan and Jordan, and the discipline that those young guys have, life skills, really.
Yeah, no, it's definitely like that's the beauty about like say it's sports in general, whether it's GA or rugby or soccer or martial arts. Especially if you're serious about pursuing a career in it, like say you can kind of notice the difference with some of the kids that do sports. The way that a little bit more disciplined, a little bit more consistent and dedicated. Obviously, there's exceptions to the rules, but we're very big on like culture. So the culture in the gym or in the gym or on our teams, our competition team, is we want everyone to give 100%. Especially if they're competing in some type of martial art or fitness, we want everyone to give 100%. Be a good teammate. Respect, integrity, everything else that goes along with being a good training partner and a good teammate. But we're very big on trying to grow a culture where it's hard work, consistency, and work towards your goals and help others do the same.
Ciarán, thanks a million.
Thanks very much. Cheers.